everybody, and welcome back to Ranger Chronicles. I am your host, Charlie Niemeyer. Today, we are embarking on a new journey, starting a new season of Power Rangers called Power Rangers RPM. Power Rangers Jungle Fury, one we just finished, I thought was pretty good. Disney did not like the fact that they had low ratings, and so was ready to kill the whole Power Ranger project right then and there. However, Bandai of America had a whole toy line ready to go for Power Rangers RPM. So out of obligation, Disney said, okay, one more year. So they gave a new executive producer, Eddie Guzelian, some money. Injin Sentai Go Onger, which was a happy, I wouldn't say happy, but it's somewhat comedic, somewhat lighthearted story of humans working with aliens that look like vehicles against another set of aliens that want to pollute the planet. And he turned that into a post-apocalyptic Mad Max type story meets Power Rangers. So let's see how that goes. So we're going to get our first episode started here in 3, 2, 1, go. I like how they got the morph pose lined up with the getting gear in the song. That's kind of cool. The Road to Corinth was the first episode of Power Rangers RPM. It first aired on March 7th, 2009, written by Eddie Guzelian and directed by Mike Smith.
Listen carefully, okay? We don't have a lot of time. It started 3 years ago. The World Internet Federation reported the appearance of an aggressive new computer worm, Vengix virus. A year later, it was estimated that Vengix had already infected 37% of the world's computer systems. By then, it was too late. Vengix took control of the world's communication, power, and defense systems. It built armies of advanced robotic soldiers that laid waste to everything in their path. There was no stopping them, and Vengix declared victory.
I am Vengix. Your world is now my world, and your time is now over.
But it's not over. Not yet. If you can hear my voice, please go now to the Dome City of Corinth. It's the only place we can be safe. But you have to make it inside the city walls before the defense shield is activated. Please, hurry.
All right, so, I mean, it's still a Power Rangers budget, so they can't do great graphics, but this part looks pretty cool. It was not known at first if this was supposed to be in the far future or alternate dimension from the rest of Power Rangers. But since this came out, it was determined that it's a different dimension. This is Colonel Truman. We have previously seen him in this show. We just haven't actually seen him. He was the voice of Zeltrax and Dino Thunder. And he has also been the voice of multiple monsters in other shows.
Driving it. What else would I be doing?
And you made it through the entire Vengex army in one piece.
Aye.
All right, maybe two pieces.
Maybe a few pieces, but, you know, we made it.
Better get these people out of here.
Aye. I'll get myself out too, if you don't mind.
All right. Next stop, Corinth Square.
I think we've got some soldiers, like, dying on screen here.
Stand by to raise the shield.
But, sir, your sons, they're still
on my signal.
Pull back!
Seal all city gates. Raise the shields.
Seal all city gates.
Uh-oh, his sons are out there, I thought. Oh, wait, wait. There we go.
Activating city shield. Loading biodome control climate environment.
Security area. See, this way they don't have to constantly film in that rough spot. And they can also use the Sentai footage. Which, of course, is based on being in a city that is not part of a post-apocalyptic future. Uh-oh. That's his brother?
He's gone.
Oh.
Dismissed.
We have a death.
Come here. Let me look at that arm.
Sir, do you suppose... I mean, what if there are people still out there, sir?
Then heaven help them. Because we can't.
Great way to start a show, isn't it? And the cool thing is, all that stuff we just saw has actual setup beyond this episode that we will see later. Well, most of it. It's really cool how this is set up. I did, however, find out that this desert stuff actually was filmed in a desert. So having to wear these outfits, like leather jackets and things, was very difficult for the actors. This guy's kind of our badass with a heart of gold.
Yeah!
Oh, cool effect. He took those guys out pretty quickly. So he's pretty tough. I like the music, too. I like that. Can't smoke. So we'll do a lollipop. Where the heck did he come from?
Okay, now, my friend. We can do this the easy way or the hard way. I'm gonna count.
No.
Wait, what no? How can you say no? I haven't even told you my demands yet.
Here we go.
You wanna start over?
No. Let's just keep going. I need to take your car. Well, let's say borrow. I need to borrow your car, okay? That sounds better.
And those are your demands, huh?
Yeah. Non-negotiable.
Can I say something now?
Sure.
No.
Okay. It's fine, you know. See, I wasn't going to bring this up because it's kind of rude, but I'm the one holding the blaster here. Plus, I'm a desperate and dangerous...
You're not holding a blaster.
I think I am. What else would it be?
Feels like a 4.5-inch outtake muffler. Kind of like the one you might have pulled off that rig over there.
Maybe. I mean, that's an interesting theory, but... Smart guy like me, he might disguise his blaster. Wait, okay, not the face, all right?
Any food, water, gas?
No, that's some of the other stuff I was planning to borrow from you. Okay.
Whoa, where are you going? You can't leave me here.
71 degrees, 5 minutes.
Corinth?
52 seconds, north longitude. 42
You're
degrees,
looking for Corinth City. Am I right? Yeah, sure. I mean, the radiation makes the compass go all screwy. Messes with the radio frequencies, too. Very hard to find your way. Fortunately for you, I can take you there.
If you knew where Corinth was, you'd be there.
I was. I mean, I just came from there. Look, I'm serious. See? Corinth Citizen ID.
Ziggy? Your name is Ziggy.
Yep. That's me.
What you doing out here, Ziggy?
So that's the first name we've heard, right? Outside of Captain Colonel Truman?
Or maybe I could just get in and keep my mouth shut.
Yeah, the second one.
So, you still haven't told me your name yet.
I don't know.
You don't know if you want to tell me your name.
I don't know my name.
Well, where are you from? I mean, who are you then?
I don't know.
You know, if we're going to be partners, I feel like we should work on our communications. Oh, wait. See? Ziggy promises, Ziggy delivers. Corinth City. Now we...
Hey, they found it!
Road here and just wait till dark.
We can't stop.
What?
We're running on fumes. If I kill the engine now, I may not be able to start it again.
No, this is a joke, right? You're not serious. Okay, stop. Time out. Look, we need a reality check. All right, let me spell this out for you. No one has ever run the barricade into the city during daylight. Understand? No one.
Well, I'm about as close to no one as you're ever gonna meet.
Okay, you know what? You can,
Oh, this should go well.
Anywhere along here. Or here. There. Ah, that spot would have been really good. It's a perimeter patrol.
Ooh, the bad guys.
They are right on top of us.
Hand me that.
What this? You mean this? Can you be more specific? You mean this? You do not mean this.
He does.
I'm running the Vengex barricade in broad daylight. the wheel.
Okay, that was pretty sick. Use the lollipop to make it stick. Cool.
Okay, close call, but I think we've got enough time to turn around and back up before we hit the Vengex barricade.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Biosignal outside the dome, sir.
Talk to me, Vasquez.
Single vehicle driving straight through the middle of the Vengex barricade. Definitely human. One or maybe two biofields.
And which is it, one or two?
The scan must be off, sir. It's reading 1.5.
Alert Dr. K.
We have a human target approaching.
Ah, here we go. Some of our Sentai stuff. Although these guys are not Sentai. They're the robots from the Sentai. This actually looks... Those guys actually make it look more Sentai than those guys do. Gotta be running out of those things, right?
The greatest clarinet player in the world.
Hand me more thermix charges.
It's not good, is it? And it's gonna be worse.
Wow, this Ziggy guy's pretty good, isn't he? Okay, sure.
Unleash the Generation 5 attack bot.
It did more damage to that than it did to the actual foot soldier guys.
They made it.
Oxygen levels good.
Dr. K.
Lower the shield and open the gate, please, Colonel.
There's going to be infiltration before we can power the shield back up.
Understood. My team is on the way.
Oh, sweet! They let him in! And now the color has resumed to normal.
I'm alive. We made it. Not yet.
Hey, look! It's three familiar people! 312. Wait, what? Oh, good thing they did this, because otherwise I would never have noticed.
Yeah.
Actually, it said engine soul, but that's because those things actually are the souls of the aliens that look like cars that I mentioned before. I like how the blasters kind of look like the gasoline nozzles. That's kind of cool. Okay, now that is a trick they never actually used in the Sentai. And because of Power Rangers doing it here, the Toei would actually use that little trick when they did the whenever they used the Go Onger powers in Go Kaiger. That's kind of cool. She got the gun ready, then didn't use it. That's fun. Oh, here's the Sentai footage. Wow, he actually incorporated some in the first episode. We don't usually see that too often. Right. Oh, that's cool. And that's how you end the episode. Now, when it originally aired on ABC Kids, they actually put the credits over the last bit of the episode, so you always knew the episode was about to end. So it's kind of cool that that we actually have ending credits. But yeah, so this is going to be a different kind of series, although it's still very much a Power Rangers show, looks like. And I will point out that this is the last Power Rangers theme song to not incorporate Go-Go Power Rangers into it. So that'll do it for today. Thank you all for watching. Next time, we'll be watching the second episode of Power Rangers RPM, Fade to Black. Until then, I hope you all have a good one. Take care.
And may the power protect you.
Thank you for listening to Ranger Chronicles. Feedback for the show can be sent to prchronicles@gmail.com or feel free to leave a comment on the show's posting at powerrangerchronicles.com. Ranger Chronicles is now on Patreon. If you'd like to support the show, please visit patreon.com/rangerchronicles for more information. All images and music heard on the show are copyright the respective copyright holders and are used for entertainment purposes only. No infringement is intended. This show is dedicated to everyone, both in front of the camera and behind the scenes, who have worked to bring us Power Rangers since 1993. Ranger Chronicles is a proud member of the Two True Freaks Internet Radio Network. Please be sure to stop by twotruefreaks.com to check out more great shows. Thank you, and may the power protect you.